A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Ray Foley's my name, my old friend, my old pal, my old mucker, my musical compatriot, my wicked witch of the West. JP is over there as well.
Right here.
He's right there. I suppose if you're the wicked witch, I'm the good witch, am I?
You would be, yeah. That doesn't seem right, though. We've got that arseways, I'd imagine.
I'm definitely the evil witch with the freaky monkeys with the wheels. They're here. They've arrived. And what?
Just the mention of the freaky monkeys with the wheels.
Yeah, the freaky monkeys with the wheels. Do you want to bring them in? Will we bring in our guests this afternoon? Their names are Sarah O'Connor and Laura Pick. Go get them!
Do it.
I'm filling while you get them. Mother of sweet divine suffering
Sarah,
Jesus. In the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, Wicked, from now until the 14th of September. It's the witches, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God, it's a right pair of witches after walking into the room now. I tell you what, girls, let's have a right witch. By the way, how are you?
Good.
Hi, I'm Ray.
Hi.
This is my friend JP.
Hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
And we've got Sarah and Laura. Which one's Sarah and which one's Laura?
Sarah.
Sarah, hi. Ray, nice to meet you.
Good to know you've done your research.
Well, it's done. A sheet of paper.
He's reading as he goes.
And Laura, you're my favourite already,
yeah,
Laura.
Thank you so much. Hello.
You're English, Laura.
I am English.
That's okay. We don't mind.
I do feel very like...
You're still my favourite, even though you're English. tell us about, well, you're here until like the middle of September.
Yeah.
So you're going to be home for a long time. Whereabouts in Ireland are you from, Sarah?
Lucan.
Or just down the road, right?
Just down the road, yeah. We're here for like 8 weeks almost doing the show. So it's the longest place we're settling down to do the show.
Okay.
So I looked out on that one.
Oh, well, you say that. That was going to be my question for you. It's like, how do you feel about coming home? Because it's one of those situations where it's like, oh, great. When I'm away, I miss it. But the minute I'm home, I want to be away again as soon as possible.
It's actually great because we're still in like kind of our tour bubble in the sense that we still live together, and we're definitely still in our little kind of tour bubble. We're down by the locks, but I'm not home. I'm not like back with mom. Kind of, I'm 19 getting my washing done. But it's so nice to just kind of jump to all parts of my family and see them, and they're all coming to see the show. So it's lovely.
That's class.
It is.
That's great.
Like, oh, just hearing the accent around is.
Just you're.
I'm loving it.
How long have you been gone?
It'll be 16 years this
summer.
Ouch.
Okay.
Yeah, long time. I left just after the Leaving Cert, so a long, long time.
And what did you go for? Was it to go and train?
I went to train in Essex. Yeah, I went to CPA Studios out in Romford, and I was there for 3 years. Then I've just been working in the West End since then. So work's been over in England, and then I try and get it to drag me here back as much as I can. So hopefully a little bit more would be nice if I could start working here a bit more. It'd be lovely because then I can be home and working.
Yeah.
You're
getting
fab.
A good stretch though, and you're getting the weather as well. I mean, you're not hearing the misery guts of the weather.
I know.
Crappy
people
weather.
Were worried that Dublin summer wasn't going to be great. I was like, lads, just wait. It is cute. It's really good.
It rains for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Like, oh, it's raining, and then you go outside, oh, it's not raining anymore,
yeah.
It's warm.
Yeah, there's been quite a few rooftop drinks happening through the week with all the Wicked Lots, so they're having a
great class.
Yeah, right,
a witch on the rooftop.
Are you allowed to booze for the vocal cords?
We don't tend to go to those parties.
Oh, sure.
If I do, I get too carried away.
Yeah.
No.
No, we have the no secos, unfortunately, but listen, it's part of the job, all those kind of little things you have to do to take
Really?
Care,
what kind of rules do they have for you guys?
It's not rules.
We just won't be able to do our job.
Don't get me wrong, I like a glass of rosé on a Sunday night. But, you know.
But you just got to watch it just for the vocal performance.
It's more that, like, I think sometimes with alcohol, it's more that you can get a bit loud and a bit leery.
Yeah.
Whereas,
just
like,
chatting.
It's not the alcohol that's the problem. It's more like...
It's the loud spaces.
You get...
So you're chatting and it's like, how are you getting on? Oh my God, I'm really enjoying this day. You're shouting at each other in the pub or whatever, and the next thing your voice is shot in the morning.
That's totally it.
If you know you're not working, would you get a couple of, like, in terms of the touring, what's the longest stretch of a break you might get, or do they manage that for you?
A week.
A full week
is when, yeah. We had a week just before we came to Dublin, which was lovely, but we just had three back-to-back places. We were in three venues with it was 2 days off in between. Yeah. So it's quite nice to have had that week and just kind of reset your voice, your body, your mind. Don't see anyone from work is nice for like 5 minutes. And just kind of catch up with your loved ones before you go back to work, you know?
Right. And the show is it's a long show. You know, it's how long are you on stage in total? Or what's the
3 hours?
Yeah, it's something like just under 3 hours, the show with the interval. But even the interval and the hours before work, we're, you know, doing makeup changes, makeup checks. You're going green forever. So
yeah.
This is the thing, Laura. You play Elphaba, and you're the green witch.
Yes.
So how much work is involved in that? Like, they paint you up, do they?
Well, they do it. So I very much just sit there and like watch TikTok and like chat and have a lovely time with a cup of tea. Or sometimes I'm eating, which makes it really great for them. Like trying to paint my mouth, and I'm like, I'm just a mouthful of food. But yeah, so I'm in for like 5:30 and then I'm probably, I'm not even the last out the building, to be fair. So
no, she's
in,
really
in for 5:30, out by 10 to 11.
Yeah.
How much do they put on? Is it just the hands and the face? Feet and legs.
I'm green all over. I'm green right now.
How easy does it come off?
I will always be a little bit green, generally. Right. A bit of a green hairline, green in the ears.
The ears are absolutely
I was on holiday and I was blowing my nose and I was like, oh, there's green in there. That's cute. But not like makeup green. You know.
That was a little bit. Yeah, I tend to have it on my back and my hands as well.
Yeah.
From when we're doing the duet at the end.
You get clammy hands when you're hot and it like just transfers.
Yeah.
And because I anti-back my hands a lot during the show as well with like a spray, so then they're always just a little bit damp. So it's just like, and when you touch, just gets a little bit green.
Yeah, it's one of the, you know, you get to live your dream and, you know, do what you do. But at the same, it's one of those drawbacks. It's one of the it's one of the cons.
What's the Kermit the Frog sings that song, It Ain't Easy
He's
Being
Green.
Green.
Does that make me Miss Piggy?
Well.
Shots fired.
It's a witch fight, guys.
I have a lot of glitter. I do transfer that to a lot of people as well. Yeah. It's not quite as dramatic as the green, but there's glitter everywhere.
Yeah. Tell us about the... the thing is, I haven't seen it.
We need to get you in.
Well, I will be in. Don't worry, Defo. Yeah, and you're certainly here for long enough, so I'll be in for the visit for a watch. But
for sure.
And I've seen so many bits of it in clips and bits, and of course the movie's coming.
Yeah.
That I feel like I've seen it all already, but for anyone that doesn't know the plot, Sarah, give us a little bit of the gist of what Wicked is, or for anyone that's been under a rock for the last, 20 years.
So I guess, it kind of starts from the memory that you might have with Wizard of Oz. They're not necessarily related, but they do happen kind of parallel alongside each other, timeline-wise. But it's about the two witches that we meet in that, the Glinda the Good Witch, in inverted commas, and Elfa, who is the Wicked Witch of the West. And it's about them meeting at university, and the story of how they meet and they dorm together, how they end up dorming together, the relationship that they have and how they change each other, and kind of then they make their way to the Wizard of Oz, and then it kind of just develops from there, and how we kind of see Elphaba as wicked and Glinda as good, but who is really good, who is really bad. And it's just kind of about accepting people that are different and accepting yourself and learning from each other as people. So it is quite, there's really good stories in there that we can all kind of relate to, which is lovely. And obviously it has the most ridiculous music.
It's so incredible. Stunning.
The costumes, the set, like it's the full scale West End version on tour.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Full
okay.
Scale.
So you're putting on the
we
full
have
show.
Everything they have. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was playing it earlier for JP. And there's like a 10-minute montage of the.
Look at me
doing your job better than anyone ever could in front of you.
And I'm embarrassed for myself.
Laura, I'm sorry for embarrassing you. but that bit, you get it. Do you put yourself under any sort of pressure, or do you, like, as it's coming up to that moment? Because it's huge. Even in the, I had it in the trailer. This is Cynthia Erivo. Did you see it in the trailer for the movie?
Of course.
The minute it was out, we watched it. We can't do that version in the show.
No,
that's not allowed.
No.
What's that? What does that mean? Sorry, you're not allowed to do that?
No, we can't do. Like, the film and the musical are separate entities.
Right, go on. Yeah.
And I was always told, and I've been at Wicked for quite a while now, that the war cry is the war cry. It's
that's
written.
It's called,
you should never change it.
That's what we do.
So
it's called the war cry.
Yeah, it's a war cry.
Right, and it's just to remind people of what it is. I've actually got Laura's one. One second. This is on the telly. Yeah, hang on. Oh my God, that's very loud. One second. Have you timed it? How long is the one?
That was a good day.
It's as long as I can until I fall over. I guess in terms of how long the note is. Is it like when it's coming up to that moment psychologically? Are you like, right, here we go? Let's give it everything.
I feel like that whole song is very much a build up to that moment, but I don't focus too much energy specifically on just that one thing.
Okay,
like. I'm trusting myself and my instrument to just, it knows it, it's doing it. It's everything else, and it's the storytelling throughout that you kind of focus on, and like, and less about, because it doesn't have to sound the prettiest in the world. It's just more like,
emotional and yeah. aggressive and and a statement.
Yeah. I mean, I get to watch it every day, front row seat. I'm meters away from her. And it, listen, I wish I could do it the way she does at 8 Shows a Week. It is absolutely incredible what she does. And it doesn't look like any hard work at all. It's just naturally in you and it's in her muscle memory and it's absolutely cool. Because sometimes you can see the audience. We can see the audience at the end when the light comes up towards them and you can see their reactions and a lot of them are just completely like mouths open, vacant faces in complete awe and just surprise of that someone can do that. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I get to watch this every day. 8 Shows a Week. It's amazing.
8 Shows a Week. Mm-hmm. Ladies, my word. And that's the work rate. Like you were saying then, you need to stick to the cry or the notes as they were written. Is that it?
Yeah, that's what I was always told. Like, it was written that way for a reason, so...
Wow. Okay, so this whole thing, like, I went down the rabbit hole on the YouTube with the different versions, the different renditions of the war cry.
Oh, yeah, so many.
And it's improvised. Is it intentionally improvised or is it sort of I just did it that way, I didn't realise I was doing it?
I sometimes do that.
Really?
I sometimes do something and I go, oh, I didn't even mean to do that. Not with the war cry specifically, I always stick to that. But, like, with certain little bits, I'll, like, in for good or even, like, some
sometimes
little things
we'll
have come out.
Sometimes we'll look at each other like, oh, that was cute.
To do that.
Yeah, it's nice.
But yeah, no, it's... I think every alphabet in history brings their own little stamp to the show and they all do different things. And I think that's what's so special about... Like, if you're given this role, chances are you can do it. So everyone does it and does it well, but so differently.
Yeah. Do you know what? You both seem to... You really support each other and did you like each other? Yeah?
Laura,
you do, yeah. Laura, no. Come on, don't leave me hanging.
I actually couldn't believe they didn't do it. We didn't do a chemistry read or anything. Well, Laura and I knew each other briefly from before. Like, we know each other from being in the industry for as long as we have, but we didn't know each other, like, really, really well. And the relationship between Glinda and Elphaba is so close and is so intimate as friends and also as actors trying to get through these really two hard roles together, 8 Shows a Week, psychologically, physically, vocally, all these different things. And we're also having life happening alongside. So to have someone that we can kind of support and be genuinely good mates with is epic.
Yeah.
It really makes the job so much easier.
It's interesting.
Because it is a hard job.
You mentioned that the expiry chemistry read.
Yeah.
Because you'd only know. And the thing is, like, as you say, 8 shows a week, 3 hours a night.
Yeah.
Imagine if you hated each other.
Yeah.
Imagine. Well, listen, I'll leave it to yourself. JP and I never did a chemistry
read.
Never
had a test. No.
Never, and do you know what? It screams every day.
You can hear it.
You can hear it. It's palpable. BoardGoshEnergyTheatre.ie is the website. You can get your tickets. The show, it looks stunning. Stunning. Wicked is here again and it's the full West End show. And you can get your tickets for between now and the 14th of September, BoardGoshEnergyTheatre.ie. Sarah O'Connor and Laura Pick. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies.
Cheers.
Pick up your brooms. You can pick up your brooms now and fly off. Thanks so much for joining us.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.